All right. Let us prepare ourselves now for worship as we hear an awesome prelude.
We will now have the lighting of the Advent wreath with June, Larry and June Walthall and Jim and Betty Holcroft, if they will come forward. And while they're doing so, I want to mention that there will be a potluck after the service today, and all are welcome to attend. The potluck is in honor of the choir.
On this third Sunday of Advent, as we light the angel candle, we light this candle as a symbol of joy. May the joyful promise of your presence, O God, make us rejoice in our hope and salvation. Come, O come, O come, Emmanuel. The gospel tells us in Luke, the second chapter, verses 8 and 14, in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for you see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those that he favors." We fear the dark because we can't see and don't know what's there. But once the lights go on or a friend stands beside us, we feel more at ease. It is natural to fear the unknown, whether it's strange, a strange person, or an unexpected situation, or a new idea. When we have a chance to learn, the emptiness of the unknown is filled. "Don't be afraid," the angel said to the shepherds. The human energies of the shepherds, once wasted in fear, were now to be used for feeling secure, curious, caring, and happy. Let us pray. Dear God, we are not afraid because we know that you are with us always. The coming of your Son has brightened our way so that we can see through the darkness to where you have us go. We rejoice in Christ. Amen. Now please join us as we sing the third verse of O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.